It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Usually there are no words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
you didn't have to like go through all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky. That's not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the game.
Right. So every other animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
It's natural.
Yeah.
If I was a dolphin.
They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So, for the sake of ridiculous.
Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that rape.
Never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is that not the usual?
So do you think female dogs are really...
Oh, he turned his mic off.
He's doing what you want.
Okay. How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. E-break time. Brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Well, candidate number one comes to us from the morning show. Oh, it's a man who's looking forward to being on the Cartoon Network.
Oh, no.
It's one Gordon Keith, who got tripped up by the word trifecta. Now, what was the word that was coming after that?
I was trying to say trifecta of luxury.
Okay.
Okay? And I kind of mashed those two words together, and I said
rhymes with duck.
Yes. And then I just stopped talking. And this is my worst broadcast moment.
Well, let's give a look. Maybe it's not that bad. It happened a few days ago.
You're doing this to humiliate me.
It may not be that bad.
Coming up next, a special training camp edition of Letters from Listeners.
And we're talking about...
Crest Cadillac.
Cadillac. That's right. Crest Cadillac in Frisco. It's where you'll find the
Wow.
Dump that.
Seriously?
Gordon.
Seriously.
Wow. And now here's Gordon Keith for Crest Cadillac.
That is quite a way to pronounce trifecta.
The phrase I'm looking for, trifecta of luxury.
There we go. Yeah, you're right. That was pretty crazy, what you said just a couple of days ago.
Is this bad?
Stop right there. And none of us really helped just by laughing, but the look on your face just... That was the accent I needed to really just bust a gut laughing. And I'm sorry. I should have been a little more professional.
Well, if you're trying to be so helpful, why are you replaying this? It's a painful part of my broadcast past.
This is what we do.
Oh, okay.
This is what we do every Friday. All right, one more time.
You have no choice.
We're just going to laugh a little bit. That's all. One more time.
Coming up next, a special training camp edition of Letters from Listeners.
And we're talking about...
Crest Cadillac.
Cadillac, that's right. Crest Cadillac in Frisco. It's where you'll find the
Wow.
Dump that. Dump that.
Seriously?
Gordon.
Seriously.
Wow. And now here's Gordon Keith for Crest Cadillac.
That is quite a way to pronounce trifecta.
The phrase I'm looking for, trifecta of luxury.
Yay.
It all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out. There's Gordo as candidate number one. Candidate number two, and we've had a number of these this week. The entire ticket team has been out here just stoner conversations, and it makes me wonder what people are ingesting out here. This one is between Corby and Matt. Now, granted, I think I would do this from time to time, and that is get the Oompa Loompas from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and the Lollipop Guild from Wizard of Oz confused, and Corby did here.
Well, one of the guys that played in the Lollipop Guild in Wizard of Oz was 40, so...
No. We determined that all of... They weren't supposed to be children, though. They were growing, and they had deep voices. Oompa Loompa.
That's not...
They were adults.
Those are... That's Charlie Factory.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Factory.
You know what I mean? Just because there's another...
God, what a stoner conversation.
I'm talking Wizard of Oz, and he's singing Oompa Loompa.
God, you guys are high. What's going on?
I want to go back to that Charlie Factory.
You guys are ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
All right, wait.
Oh, I forgot chocolate.
I forgot chocolate.
Chocolate Factory.
That was funny.
That is weird. You do get those two confused. They're both really creepy. The Oompa Loompas and the...
Why are they creepy?
Okay. Don't play dumb on me.
We've talked about it
50 times over the last 30 years, and now you want to drop the ball and not play.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to understand your take on these kind of people, so...
Okay.
What do you mean, these kind
of
people?
If you're not going to play along with...
What are both of you talking about?
I thought I found a high horse, and he found one that was higher.
Just a little bit higher. But it is a very stoner-like conversation. Let's slow that one down just real quick.
Growing, and they had deep voices? Oompa Loompa.
That's not...
They were adults.
Those are... That's... Charlie Factory.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Factory.
Just because there's another...
God, what a stoner conversation.
I'm talking Wizard of Oz, and he's singing Oompa Loompa.
Oh, man, that is great. That sounds so awesome slowed down. There's Corby as candidate number two. And then here's Bob trying to talk football here at training camp and play just a little bit of Jerry audio.
That the Cowboys miss the playoffs yet again. And again, remember, this is 12 years ago. We've been doing this for so long that we were all in our 20s when they last were not this punching bag laughingstock. I mean, really, it just now comes down to money, and you'll never hear that more than in these 19 seconds where they've just failed again. They lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in a win-and-you're-in playoff game in the final week of the season, and Jerry was asked if he was embarrassed. Now, or is that the cable, you think?
It sounds great.
Shut up, DJ.
You use the words frustrating, disappointed, angry. Does the word, do you get embarrassed at all by the results of the Cowboys and how the Nationals?
All right, we're going to try it again from the start now. Here we go.
Oh, okay. I thought he's going to get hit with it one more time.
We need to edit it in one more time.
Then, of course, now Ham hits him with that every time he calls for audio. Just the beginning.
Okay.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Gordo, Corby, or Bob. 888-787-13.
Ooh, got something voice.
Going on there.
Uh-oh.
Little bubble voice. There is a little bubble voice there, Pam. All right, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, hi, users.
Hey, Fake Tiger.
Hey, did you guys know that I won 3 golf tournaments, majors, in 1 year? You know what they call that? A trifecta.
Okay. You got there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hello, George.
Oh, oh Brady Tom. Good.
Hey, thanks for the birthday greeting. That was really nice.
Yes, yes. Very good, very good. You're very welcome, George. I hope you had a wonderful birthday.
I did. Thank you.
Very good. Man, this morning had me roll. So funny.
Really?
It is. It's funny. There's so many to vote for. I like the potheads. They're funny, you know, but we're going to have to go with the Cadillac threesome.
Okay, the trifecta. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, newsers. It's Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
I vote for Gordo.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Bloody Murder!
No, stop it. Gosh,
man, that's messed up. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, Corby and his Vietnamese friend, Charlie.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, guys, it's George. Love the pod. I'll vote for number two. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello. You're on The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, ¿qué pasó, musers? It's Cruz and Toledo. How's California?
Okay.
All right. It's not
Thank
Cruz.
You.
Hello. You're on The Ticket. Who wins? Caller?
Christmas caller.
Okay, oh, there's I'd like Christmas to vote. Caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I'd like to vote.
Okay.
Okay.
This is my first time doing it, so do I just say if you don't want?
What?
I don't know.
What'd he say?
Turn up the return just a little bit. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, Job. It's Cruz and Lito.
Okay. Hey. There's Cruz right there.
Welcome back. Hey, okay. I would like to vote for the Oompa Loompas and Wizard of Oz, and shout out to Junior's Big Ol' Hog.
Oh, okay. Gosh. We'll bring
all
that
right,
up again.
Sir, appreciate that.
We got a two-way tie here between Gordo and Corby. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Gordon, and happy birthday to you, George.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, musers. How you doing?
Who's this?
Well, I can't tell you because you may hang up, but what I was just wondering is if I could get Gordo to give me a trifecta in my boca.
All right, that's what? A Gordo vote, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The great Gordo has done it again.
Coming up next, a special training camp edition of Letters from Listeners.
And we're talking about...
Crest Cadillac.
Cadillac, that's right. Crest Cadillac in Frisco. It's where you'll find the
Wow. Wow.
Dump that. Dump that.
Seriously?
Gordon.
Seriously.
Wow.
And now here's Gordon Keith for Crest Cadillac.
That is quite a way to pronounce trifecta.
The phrase I'm looking for, trifecta of luxury.
There we go. Man, that is shock and awe right there from the great Gordo. How many wins is that for Gordon?
By the way, killer in the background is the cherry on top of that sundae. Yeah, but that is Gordon's 106th e-break win. He is now 33 behind the all-time leader, Norman
Facundo
Hitzkus.
Oh, jeez.
All right, there you go. Gordo, the winner of the e-break.